This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interest as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramula Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve the connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said, the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula rail line project is a symbol of a new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, ye rail line project, ye sirf naam nahi hai, ye Jammu Kashmir ke naye samarth ki pehchan hai.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families. On the eve of Eid al-Zuha, President Draupadi Murmu extended heartiest greetings and best wishes to all the citizens of the country and Indians abroad, especially the Muslim community. In her message, President Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. The president added that the festival spreads a message of unity, love and brotherhood in society. She urged everyone to work together to build a better society by adopting the values of selflessness and dedication. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has also greeted people on the eve of Eid al-Zuha. The Lok Sabha Speaker wished that this blessed occasion bring joy, prosperity and opportunities to make a positive impact in the lives of the citizens. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad called on Foreign Minister of Germany, Johann Wadephul, yesterday. Mr. Wadephul condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Germany's strong support and solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. The delegation also had a productive interaction with Vice President of German Parliament, Omid Nordepor, at Berlin yesterday. The delegation appreciated Germany's strong and unequivocal support for India's principled stand against terrorism. They conveyed India's firm response to Pahalgam terror attack and briefed about the Operation Sindoor. The delegation reiterated the country's zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. The all-party delegation also met member of the German Bundestag Ralf Brückers and the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee Armin Laschet. The Indian Air Force test pilot group captain Shubhanshu Shukla, selected for the Gaganyaan mission of ISRO, will be among the other multinational astronauts to be launched to the International Space Center under Axiom 4 mission on June 10th by U.S. space agency NASA. Shubhanshu Shukla, who underwent rigorous training at the Yuri Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center in Russia and later at ISRO's astronaut training facility in Bengaluru, will conduct exclusive food and nutrition experiments. The Department of Biotechnology in India has designed and developed a kit to examine the impact of microgravity and space radiation on edible microalgae. Chief Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, has announced that the country's next national elections will be held in the first half of April next year. Delivering a televised address to the nation on the eve of Eid al-Adha, Dr. Yunus said the Election Commission will provide a detailed roadmap for the elections at an appropriate time. The Russian Defense Ministry has claimed that its air defense system intercepted and shot down 174 Ukrainian drones with the territories of Bryansk, Rostov, Saratov, Voronezh, Kaluga, Kursk, Aryol, Ryazan, Tula, Belgorod, Moscow regions in the Republic of Crimea. And that is the end of this news bulletin.